from Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today. A lot going on, and we're going to get to all of it during this hour of the program. A lot of you folks weighing in on the controversy over at the Southern Baptist Convention. Russell Moore, the president of the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the nation's largest Protestant denomination, getting out there saying that not only would he impeach President Trump, but he would convict President Trump. You know, Russ Moore is the same guy, by the way, who compared all of you evangelical Trump supporters to a television evangelist who cheats on his wife in a seedy motel with a prostitute. That's Dr. Russell Moore of the Southern Baptist Convention. And he also says that Twitter has every right to censor you people. It's just unbelievable what's going on right now in the Southern Baptist Convention. And my question is, does, you know, Dr. Moore and the ERLC represent you and your viewpoints? By the way, the president just coming out with a statement. Where is that statement? Anyway, there's been a lot of reports over the past few days about violence and possible protest and things of that nature. And we understand the president just posting a statement. And the president says, hey, look, I'm just going to read this to you real quick, and then I want to get to the newsmaker line. In light of reports of more demonstrations, I urge that there must be no violence, no lawbreaking, and no vandalism of any kind. That is not what I stand for, and that is not what America stands for. I call on all Americans to help ease tensions and calm tempers. That means you, Eric Swalwell. That means you, Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, that's me saying that, not the president. But good for you, Mr. President. All right, 844-747-8868. Well, we had Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, and now we don't have Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. There's a lot going on, and we'll get to that in just a little bit. But she still has to, I think, a lot of Republicans giving speeches, so it's a little fluid. Hang tight and hang with us. All right, I want to get to the phones here. Bob from Moorhead City has been holding on for a while, 844-747-8868. And I would like to hear from you Baptists. I got an email, I'll read this in just a moment, from a concerned Southern Baptist. I mean, the ERLC, the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, they're basically turning the entire denomination to the left. I've never seen anything like this. And apparently nobody can do anything about it. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. All right, Bob, Moorhead City, what's going on, Bob?
I hope the vote for impeachment is a roll call vote so I can identify any North Carolina Republican legislator that votes for impeachment. If so, I will donate $500 to anybody that primaries them in 2022.
Bob, I suspect there are going to be a lot of people getting primaried, and they deserve it. I mean, including Liz Cheney. Everybody who stands up, and it's not standing up against the president, Bob. It's standing up against the American people and the conservative voters.
Does it not make any difference to people that this impeachment is based on a lie, like the Democrats always do anyway? But doesn't that bother people?
No, well, I think it bothers conservatives, but I don't think it bothers these Republicans, these establishment Republicans. Bob, I'm telling you, they are in the tank for big business. They are getting tons of campaign cash from these corporations that want to send their manufacturing plants over to China and across the border to Mexico. So we're fighting a powerful and well-funded enemy here.
A lot of Republicans I'm hearing on talk radio, Brian Kilmeade show this morning, one representative from Florida just blew off the fact that it was Antifa. He said, no, they were Trump supporters, and I saw them. Now, he was inside. How did he see them? You know, they've blown off the fact Antifa is what caused this problem. Yeah, they may have been some go-alongs from Trump supporters, but Antifa was paid to do that. No doubt in my mind about it. From all the reports and a couple of chaplains talked to some of the Antifa people. That's been on the radio. I mean, there's just too much going on, and people just blow it off, just like all the thousands of people saying that they observed fraud in the elections. They just blew it away, just blew it off.
Bob, I can promise you this. We're not blowing it off here on this radio program. We are going to be watching that vote, and Bob, I can promise you we're going to post the names of every single Republican who votes against the president today. I can promise you that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. Bob, thank you for the call. Listening to us on The Talk Station. By the way, I hear they've got brand new studios over there at The Talk Station, brand new building. It's very palatial from what I understand. So we've got a new book coming out in April, March or April, and we're going to be on the road doing book tours, and maybe we'll get a tour over there in Morehead City, North Carolina. All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to John in Arkansas. Hi, John. What's up?
Hey, Todd. Hey, man, love your show.
Thank you.
My point I want to try to ask here is, how many representatives and senators are going to be left once all the 190 something thousand indictments get served?
Well, that's a fair question. I don't know. There is another problem here, and there's not a lot of focus on this because we're talking about impeachment. But these Democrats in the House are actually going to try and not only censure but also expel Republican members of Congress. So we're talking about the Democrat-controlled Congress undoing the will of local voters. I mean, this is a big deal. So
I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm saying I believe you. I mean, I know it is. I've been trying to follow it day and night, losing some sleep over it, but still.
Oh, John, no need to do that. That's what they pay us the big money for. You know, Grace Baker, she only gets 2 hours of sleep a night. She's up, you know, till the wee hours taking notes for the show. Get a good night's rest, and we're going to keep an eye on this. Oh, yeah. I can promise you that, my friend. We're going to hold these people accountable.
I haven't given up on Trump serving the second term yet either.
Well, that's well, we'll find out on the 20th if what happens there, John. But it's going to be a mess, I'll tell you that much. John, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. So there are people like, look, John's not by himself. There are a lot of people out there that feel like something's going to happen between now and next week, and the president's going to still be the president. I'm telling you, that's not going to happen, folks. It's not. And if it is, you know what? If that happens, if President Trump is the president of the United States on January 21st, Claire, I want you to mark this audio so we can go back and we can play it because we want to be on the up and up here. But if Donald John Trump turns out to be president of the United States on January 21st, I, Todd Starnes, will eat barbecue tofu. I'll eat a slice of barbecue tofu. I'm not eating tofu. I'm just telling you. I don't care if we had to have a Democrat. I'm just kidding. No, I take that back. 844-747-8868. By the way, we just got word from our team. Marjorie Taylor Greene was summoned back to the floor of the House. And I hate that because I wanted to ask her, there's a story that they put in metal detectors. So now the Congress people have to go through the metal detectors to get inside the House chamber. They've never had to do that before. And a bunch of the Republicans said, we're not doing that. We're not going to do that. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of the people, they actually wanted to search somebody's purse. No, it wasn't Swalwell or Fang. No, this was a female. And she's a Republican. She told the Capitol Police, you're not touching my handbag. I'm a member of the United States Congress, and I'm going in and I'm casting my vote. Get out of the way, sir. And you know what? They did. They stood down. Not the first time that's happened, allegedly. And Louis Gohmert as well said, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm not letting you search anything. And literally, Republicans are walking around the
metal detectors. So the general rule here is of thought, the train of thought is the metal detectors will not last long. All right, one more call before we have to take a break here. Let's go to Brian, listening to us on KWAM in North Mississippi. What a beautiful part of the country. They call that the top of Mississippi, is what they call it. Brian, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Sorens. Just had a question. You may have already covered it, but isn't there a pact? I saw an article or something about it, where they were offering $50 million to any of the so-called rhinos, whatever, swamp rats, whatever you want to call them, to change their tune on impeachment and the objection. So I'm thinking that they're just cashing out. They're selling their soul to get that PAC money. Am I wrong?
Well, Brian, this is that is a really interesting observation, and you've got a point there. So we mentioned a few minutes ago Walt Disney and the Motion Picture Association jumping on board, saying they're no longer going to give money to any of these Republicans that voted against the Electoral College results. Brian, you're right. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars that go into the coffers of these lawmakers. I mean, this is big money. I mean, we're talking about big, big business here. This is not about representing we the people. All right. This is not Mr. Smith goes to Washington anymore. You know, we're talking about big business, and they don't want to lose that, Brian. And it really is all about the money.
Yes, sir. I agree. And I guess one other thing specifically, I'm thinking that the Loeffler woman may have been a part of that, because she said that she was going to object on the fraudulent states. And then she was going to lose the election. Then she flies back to D.C., reverses her, stance for the president. And I mean, did she cash out?
Well, I think she probably did, but she had more money than, St. Peter. She had a lot of money. And we're talking about multi-bazillionaires, both David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. And they were both caught. Remember the insider trading on the pharmaceutical stock? That was happening right as the pandemic was coming up.
Yes.
And that really hurt them. That, I'm just telling you, those were two flawed candidates. I think if Doug Collins had been the nominee, had been appointed instead of Kelly Loeffler, I think the Republicans would have been able to hold on to the Senate. But yeah, it's about the money, and it's really not so much with the Republicans. It's not so much about power. It is about the cash. For the Democrats, they want the power. I mean, they want the cash too, but it's, for them, it's more about power and control. So, Brian, thank you for listening to KWAM. We love that radio station. Not just because I own it, but I really love it. It's a great radio station. Good people there, but, it is what it is. Oh, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868. Toll-free number, folks. ToddStarnes.com, the website. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Says that we are objecting to the president because we don't like the way he executes his duties. No, we don't like it at all. Acts of sedition, incitement to insurrection, treasonous activity. And if you are associating yourself with that as the proper execution of the president's duties, you are associating yourself with sedition.
Did she say duty?
And treason.
I don't know. All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Show. That was Nancy Pelosi. Sounds like she's already, what's a polite way of saying this? I think happy hour's already started there at the House of Representatives. Welcome back to the show, everybody. After the break, I want to go back to this story we told you about early in the show. A high school principal in Cordova, Tennessee, that's around the Memphis area, has been put on leave because he told the students that they needed to be concerned about social media censorship. And he said, look, this is what happens when you have totalitarian regimes like North Korea, China. They shut down the communication. honest to goodness, they should have given the principal a pay raise. But instead, they put him on leave, and we have obtained audio of exactly what the principal said. The local media in the Memphis area, they only played a selected, clip, and then one of the other stations said they didn't even have the audio. So that always raises suspicions when that happens, because that tells you that the mainstream media, the local media, they've got an agenda. Well, we've got the full audio, and we're going to be playing portions of that coming up after the break. I do want to get down to the phones, though. Let's go to Jacksonville, North Carolina. John, listening to us on The Talk Station. Hi, John. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well. Thank you.
Well, I got to tell you, I've got a couple things, and I'll cover it really quick and get down to the brass tacks of it here. As an American, I'm mad as hell. I'm watching the corruption overtake, and I'm watching more and more Americans just sit around and do nothing. You know, we have an election that was completely frauded. Everybody knows it, and there was more than enough proof showing that Donald Trump won. And yet now everybody just says, let's go ahead and roll over. You know, I appreciate the congressman that was from Texas earlier said, hey, he's ready to roll up and knuckle up, you know. But to me, that means nothing, because everybody in there at this point, instead of fighting, saying, look, we're not going to sit back and say, sure, let's go with the Biden administration. Let's go ahead with the left. Let's go ahead and do whatever the socialistic, communist, Democratic Party wants to do. And we'll just sit here like good little lemmings and do whatever they say. I, for one, am not. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to kick and scream or whatever it takes. We've had 4 years of Democrats and their people threatening us.
Oh, did we lose John? I don't know what happened to John, but he was right in the middle of a sermon. That's what we call a hellfire and brimstone sermon right there. And John is absolutely right. People are tired. People are angry. And they are right to be angry. I just have to say this. And the Democrats have made a lot of the Trump argument over the past 4 years about race, which is mind-blowing. Because this president has done more for minorities than any other Republican president in history. I mean, well, going back to Lincoln. And this president has been loved and embraced by minority communities. And yet they're out there, the Democrats on the left have been pounding these the race bongo drums for at least 4 years now. And it is so, it's not that it's disingenuous. It's not that it's a lie. It's just evil, because the Democrats truly believe in their heart of hearts, if they can create a race war, if they can pit white man against black man, they will always be in power, because they know the white man will not speak up or say anything in his defense because they're terrified. I'm telling you, in the South, the worst thing you could call somebody is a racist. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend. It doesn't matter if you're not. I mean, most of these people are good, decent human beings. But you call them a racist. You're so right. I repent of my white privilege. I'm going to burn all my, Travolta movies and get rid of my Barry Manilow tapes. And I'm going to stop eating mayonnaise. I mean, seriously, that's what it's unbelievable. Mind-boggling. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Glad you're with us today. By the way, our phone number, we have a couple of lines open, 844-747-8868. President Trump, just a few moments ago, sending out a statement. We've got it up on our website here. Momentarily, we'll have it up there, rather. President urging people, hey, folks, no violence, no law-breaking, no vandalism, behave yourselves. And that will certainly not calm the Democrats, but so be it. Do we have that Matt Gaetz audio? I want to play this again. Congressman Matt Gaetz, man, did he trigger the Democrats. And apparently, we have not been able to confirm this, but apparently, while this was happening, Gaetz's comments were so fiery that Wolf Blitzer over at CNN soiled himself right there on the set of CNN. It was, I don't want to describe it, but, you know, again, and we haven't been able to confirm it, but, you know, that's the rumor. Let's play that audio.
Brags that she called for people to get in the faces of those who serve and support the president. I denounced political violence from all ends of the spectrum, but make no mistake, the left in America has incited far more political violence than the right. For months, our cities burned, police stations burned, our businesses were shattered, and they said nothing, or they cheerled for it, and they fundraised for it, and they allowed it to happen in the greatest country in the world. Now, some have cited the metaphor that the president lit the flame. Well, they lit actual flames, actual fires, and we
time
put them out.
Expired. There will be order in the House. The gentleman from Ohio.
And you know why he was triggered? I'm just going to say this, and I don't care. I know the folks over at Media Matters, and they've got their crack research team, those sweaty, pimply-faced guys living in their mother's basements, eating the Funyuns, listening to this radio program. And I'm going to say this very slowly so they can make sure they quote me accurately. The reason why the Democrat Party did not object or denounce the violence over the summer is because by and large, most of the businesses that were being burned down, most of the businesses that were being looted, most of the people that were being beaten in the street were Black Americans. And the Democrat Party, and you can do your history, the Democrat Party doesn't care if Black businesses burn. They don't care if Black people get beaten up in the streets. They don't care. They just don't care. Because the Democrat Party and their leaders are racist. You know what? The Democrats want to play that game? Okay, come on over to the table. Because we're loaded for bear on this radio program. We've got the facts to back that up. Now, I want to say something about this situation in Cordova, Tennessee. You folks listening to us on KWAM in Memphis, you know where that is. I believe our operations director at the radio station, that is his alma mater. What are they called, the snowflakes? Is that the Cordova snowflakes? So you had the high school principal. And I don't know this guy, but I can tell you he sounds like a pretty good fella. He doesn't believe that public schools should be indoctrination centers. As a matter of fact, he told the kids in the morning announcements, hey, I want you to know about something because this affects you. This will impact your life, and you need to think about it. I'm not going to tell you what to think, but you need to be aware of what's happening in your country right now. Can you imagine something like that coming out of a public educator in America? This is unbelievable. So anyway, the guy's on paid leave now. They pulled him out of the school because he told the kids he was very alarmed about the attacks on free speech on social media platforms. And the school district, Shelby County Schools. Wow, I'm going to say this. I've been debating whether or not to say this for a long time, but I'm going to say this. The principal of the school is white. And I think that has something to do with this story. And I'm going to tell you why in just a minute. In just a minute, I'm going to tell you why. But I think race has something to do with this. So anyway, we've got the audio of exactly what, and you can watch it for yourself on ToddStarnes.com right now. You can watch all 9 minutes of what the principal said. But he started out saying this, cut number one.
But some stuff happened last week that I do have some problems with. That I think affect you, and I want to help you think about them. I'm not going to tell you what to think. I just want to help you think.
Did you hear that? That is an anomaly in public education. I'm not going to tell you what to think. I'm going to teach you how to think. Wow, you folks that have kids at that school, you ought to be pounding down the doors of the school board, demanding this guy be put back into the class. So anyway, he goes on to talk about what happened on social media. Cut number two.
And no, it's not about the Capitol riots. That was ignorance at the highest level. I don't know of too many people that are going to be okay with what happened. I don't care what side you agree with. We don't practice sedition. We don't attack our legislature. But no, it's what's going on with Twitter and Facebook and Google and Apple. And their decision as private companies to filter and to decide what you can hear and know about.
So the guy's name, by the way, Barton Thorne is his name. He's the principal of the high school and a good guy. He goes out of his way to say, you know, this is not about Trump. It's not about my religion. This is about you. This is impacting you as an American citizen. Cut three.
And this isn't about Trump. I'm not getting into that. This is about speech, because there have been times even in American history where a small group of people decided what you could hear. You think about McCarthyism. If you don't know about that, you can Google that or talk to your social studies teacher. But think about totalitarian governments. Think about North Korea. Think about China. What makes those types of systems possible is the restriction and the elimination of the free exchange of ideas. In America and in democracies, we talk about the marketplace of ideas. But what happens when the marketplace of ideas becomes a forced monopoly? What happens when you do not have dissenting opinions, when you do not have an exchange of competing ideas? How do you know if your ideas can stand on their own if there is no marketplace for ideas?
Wow. What, again, folks, they ought to be giving the guy a pay raise and a certificate of merit. I mean, this is like school teacher of the year stuff. I mean, this is a life lesson. This is a principle taking what's happening in the culture, and he's not trying to filter it through his worldview. He's just saying, hey, kids, here's what's happening in your country right now, and here's what that looks like in other countries. Cut number four.
These entities, Twitter, Facebook, Google, and Apple, are so powerful, and they have unilaterally made a decision of what you can and cannot see on their platforms. That's a major issue, and I want you to understand that. I want you to understand the problem that's going to face you and your generation if there is no longer a marketplace of free exchange of ideas. So if Twitter and Facebook particularly want to establish themselves as a marketplace of ideas, and if Google and Apple want to position themselves as the market where those things can be downloaded and purchased, but then they unilaterally, outside of the elective process, decide what you can and cannot hear. That should be very chilling for you. That should be very frightening for you. Not because of the ideas that are being blocked or being filtered, but because there is somebody making that decision that does not have any accountability.
All right. And again, those are clips, but we posted the entire unedited a conversation that the principal had. It was about 7 or 8 minutes long. Now, I have a question for my ops director here, who's in the control room, and you can just shake your head up and down. So Cordova High School is now predominantly a black school, so it's a very, very diverse school. We're safe with saying that. All right. The principal is a white guy. Now, the reason why I think race is somehow involved in this, a couple of people complained, and the school district got involved. Shelby County Schools, they weighed in on this. So their spokesperson said, yeah, the guy's been placed on paid administrative leave. But then the Shelby County Schools Office of Equity and Access weighed in. Now, I have no idea what that is, but I have my suspicions. When you see the words equity and access, that normally implies there's some sort of a racial card being played. And when I read a lot of the comments on the local news coverage of this story, it was very clear to me what the bigger issue was. Caucasian. I'm just saying. That's what they're writing about on the social media pages. So they went and interviewed the spokesman for the Office of Equity and Access, whatever the heck that is. And here's what Michael Lowe told television station WREG.
Well, emotionally charged situations, well, we have to sometimes temper back, recalibrate. Think about the message we're sending to our students. Because Cordova is like the city of Memphis. It's made up of a salad bowl of many different students of all areas of Memphis. Let me repeat that last line. I'm not making this quote up. Oh, Cordova is like the city of Memphis. It's made up of a salad bowl of many different students of all areas. A salad bowl of diversity. What the hell kind of fruit salad nonsense is that? I mean, come on. Seriously. This is where we are in America right now. You got a principal at a high school, and he's trying to tell the kids, hey, look, here's what's about to happen to you. All you young people, look, folks, I want you to be, let's be real here. You've got kids on TikTok, and they've already posted something on TikTok that will destroy their life. Is that the kind of a country you want? Because that's the kind of a country we've got. And it kills me. I see all these little white urchins, and they're out there, and they're listening to the rap music and the hip hop music, and I don't know any of that music. The only thing I know is that one about I'm pretty fly for a white guy, which I am. It's a curse. But there's a lot of that music out there that's got a lot of really foul language and words that nobody ought to be using. And you see all the little woke white kids. I just love this because it always happens to the woke white kids. And they're out there. They're the ones that are marching with BLM. Oh, we're an ally. We're a Caucasian ally, and we stand with the black people. And they're out there, and they're marching in the streets, and, you know, they're doing all the stuff. They're doing all the right social justice crap, and they've embraced the critical race theory, and they go to the church, and they repent of their white privilege. I mean, they're woke. And then they go to the concerts. And then there's the videos. And the young people, they're spending their money. They're buying those $100 at Grace Baker, correct? How much do the tickets cost to a lot of these big concerts these days?
Oh, way over $100.
$200.
Oh, yeah.
$200.
They're like the nosebleeds, depending on who you're going to see.
And then they get the iTunes and they get the music into their,
I mean, the t-shirt costs probably 45 mm-hmm. bucks.
And they're listening to the music. So they're making the unprivileged even more unprivileged by getting them more money for their bank accounts. Mm-hmm. And they're listening to the music. And what happens? They start singing along to the music.
There are so many songs growing up. I mean, I had no clue what they meant.
You don't think they know what those words mean?
Say it again?
You don't think they know what those words mean?
Okay, maybe. I was home.
They know what that word means. They know what the word means.
Oh, that word, yes.
They know what that word means. But they think they can get away with it because they don't think there's anything wrong with it because everybody's saying the word.
All in the popular
Everybody
songs.
Everybody is saying it's in all the popular songs.
It's all over the TikTok.
All over the TikTok. That one word. And so the young people, the woke little white children are out there and they're dancing in the street as best they can because they're white and have no rhythm. And they're trying to be hip and cool. And all of a sudden, that one word comes and they say it.
Yeah.
And their life is over. It's gone. Poof.
All it takes is one post.
That's why I tell people, I tell the young people, I'm like, kids, stay away from the music. Stay away from it. Seriously, you're putting yourself in jeopardy.
You ought not
to be listening to that crap anyway.
Mm-mm.
It's all racist. I don't care what color you are. It's racist, and
not
it's disgusting.
Not my kind of music, that's for sure.
No, you're good. Let me guess. I've never seen the Grace Baker soundtrack of your life.
Oh gosh.
But I'm going to think here. Is it Celine Dion?
No.
Hold on. Give me another second.
Look, I'll let you think of this through the break, and when we get back, we can maybe discuss.
Okay. Hank Williams.
No.
Oh, that's okay. So it's not Celine Dion. It's not Hank Williams.
No.
All right. Got to take a break. Grace Music, musical soundtrack coming up next.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, folks, coming up tomorrow, we're going to jump into whatever happened with this impeachment
vote. We will also be outing all the Republicans who turned against the president. But right now, more pressing issues are at hand. Grace Baker's music playlist, and I've heard it's, I don't mean to be rude here, but I hear it's like vanilla.
That's just rude.
Well, I'm just I'm repeating what the word is around the news bunker.
Well, I'm going on my music app here, and I'm just looking through what it says. Hold my on, favorites
let,
are.
Let me think. Let me guess here. So, any screamo?
No.
Okay. So you're
screamo
opera.
Hate opera.
Medieval punk rock.
Nope.
Oh boy. Miley Cyrus.
I have a few of her new songs.
Look,
but
I'm not judging.
I don't like her. Yeah. She's annoying.
All right. Justin Bieber.
There's one on here.
Uh-huh.
There's one.
Oh, just one?
That it shows on here.
Oh, hold on. Gotta be some Timberlake on there.
It's not on here right now, but I love Justin Timberlake music.
Okay.
Just haven't listened
all
to
right.
it lately.
What's on the top of the Grace Baker playlist?
We got Foster the People.
Who?
We've got... Okay. I'm just going to keep going. Taylor Swift's newest album, Don't Hate Me.
Oh, jeez, you're a liberal?
I got a little... I'm just going to keep going.
Keep going.
I got Owl City.
Who?
He's my favorite.
What city?
Owl City.
A-L. Owl?
Owl, like the bird.
Like the hoot, hoot.
Yeah.
Owl City. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know why it has the Christian album by Kanye West on here, because I have not listened to that since it came out, but it's on here.
You know, he's available. I mean, you're not available. Clearly, I'm not trying to set you up with Kanye, but yeah.
Looking through here.
I know people, though. That can
I like that a lot of 80s music, though.
You know what? That was my generation. And
I like.
Yeah, we had some pretty good music coming out of the 80s.
Yeah, I'm going to my playlist. I have one. I have a huge playlist for throwback, I call it. Now it's called throwback. If I can find it.
You know it's bad when you're driving along and the oldie station is playing your music. The music of your generation.
I like Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
I'm looking through.
I've got some Aretha.
I like the Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees? All right, that's good. Like, all right, that's so getting like applause in the control room.
And then looking through, Michael McDonald. I love the Doobie Brothers.
Oh. I've got some Carrie Underwood in my list.
Not a country fan.
No, really?
Not really.
Oh, what about some Creedence Clearwater Revival? You got to have some Southern rock in there.
What?
All right, I'll educate you. All right, folks, we got to scoot out of here. You know what? Tomorrow we're going to help Grace Baker. We've got to get her a new playlist. No, sorry, Grace. All right, folks, been a lot of fun. ToddStarnes.com. Check out the website. Download the podcast. We'll see you tomorrow.